In this video, we'll discuss SharePoint Online Branding Solution Deployment. There are two main options for deploying your branding solutions. You can either make direct edits via the Web UI or SharePoint Designer, or you can package using Visual Studio 2010. Direct edits make more sense when it's end users making the customizations instead of developers, and in the simplest scenarios. Using Visual Studio to package your deployment solution does require a little additional upfront development effort. However, with that comes the ability to reuse your deployment solution across sites and environments. It also makes it easier to version, test, and deploy your solution. So how do you structure a SharePoint solution? You start with an empty SharePoint project. You're going to add your feature properties as needed, and you're going to create a module for your master page, another module for your style assets. You'll likely create a feature receiver to apply your branding during the feature activated event in the feature receiver and retract during the feature deactivating event. The master page module can be seen here in an example elements file. You use this to deploy your master page to the master page gallery. As you can see, the URL deploys to the catalogs/master page, which is your master page gallery. It also sets a master page description, the content type, which is master page, and the UI version, which indicates this is a 2010 user interface. A style assets module will be used to deploy all CSS and images. There, the elements file would have a URL set to deploy to the style library. Files would be marked with the ghostable and library attribute to indicate that the files should be treated as uncustomized when deployed. You should always deploy to a subfolder to group your custom assets together. To deploy language-specific assets, you can create subfolders under your style library folder in your module. Then these assets will be deployed to your language-specific folders and then referenced based on the language of the site. The deployment process will likely vary depending on where you are in the development process. Initially, you'll likely use F5 debugging on-premises via Visual Studio 2010. When you're ready to move to SharePoint Online, you'll package and deploy your WSP. Let's step into Visual Studio and take a look at deploying a branding solution. I've opened a SharePoint solution inside of Visual Studio 2010. You can see my project is called Branding with Custom Master Page. It's already a fully complete solution, so at this point all I need to do is right-click and say Package. Visual Studio will build my WSP file for me. My next step is to go to the solution gallery of my SharePoint Online site. I'll click on the Solutions tab and click Upload Solution. I'll browse to the location where Visual Studio just built my new WSP file, select it, and click Open. And then I'll click OK to upload. I'm now prompted with a dialog that allows me to directly activate that solution. So I'll click the Activate button. And you can clearly see that my solution has been activated as my new custom master page style has been applied.